Well, one of the things you may have missed this in my remarks earlier. I by the nature of the music will leave out many names. It has nothing to do with the quality of their artistry or even their contribution. What I'm talking about is style. Not there is a myth about jazz. We tend to look at Louis Armstrong. We say jazz developed, and you can take Louis Armstrong, who then led to Roy Eldridge, who then led to Dizzy Gillespie, who then led to it's the great man theory, going from one great man to the next. That isn't necessarily the only way to go about it. They do epitomize the very things that we say they do. They do epitomize their period. And they show Louis Armstrong was certainly the best example of early improvisation and the kinds of things that came out of New Orleans. And true, people like Roy Eldridge did pick up what he was doing and build on that and go on. So by the time you get to a Stan Getz, I mean, he had taken Lester Young's sound and idea and taken it into another direction and influenced his whole group of people that followed him. So it's not to denigrate their contribution. It's just that that really doesn't have anything to do with the style per se. I mean, the style is what it is because of many people who you don't even know about. Lee Konitz, for instance, who was in that film, never gets the credit for the kinds of things that he actually did as an influential player and the kinds of things that people who heard his work learned from that and gone on to do other things. Paul Desmond, who I didn't mention either, was certainly one of the great examples of cool playing. So it's not... I don't mean to leave them out and to say they're not worthy of us discussing them. It's just that we're talking about style. We have a limited amount of time, and I want you to have an understanding of what the style is about.